السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى عز وجل: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتقوا غضب الحليم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وبلغ رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمد بشير النذير هاشمي مكرمي عطوف الرؤوف من يسمى بأحمد لسيد الدرو الشريف. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator and sustainer and master of the worlds. May durood and salam, peace and salutations descend upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his beloved family and companions. Brothers in Islam, it is only by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah Pak has kept us as Muslims. May Allah protect our iman, keep us with iman, die with iman, and rise on the day of Qiyamah with those who have iman. For today's Jummah talk, it is divided into two parts. I have heard from my Sheikh and Murshid, Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, in one majlis in Karachi, that the well-being of the Ummah at any time relies on two things. One is da'wah, one is taqwa, and the other one is da'wat. To understand this, let us look at the verse from Surah Ali Imran in the fourth juz. In verse 103, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. O you who believe, Allah ta'ala is addressing us, the reciters of the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. حق تقاته. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Become Allah conscious as the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And you should die not but being in the state of a Muslim. One is Islam, one is a Muslim by name. And one is Iman, and be called a mu'min when he practices on that Islam with all his body parts of the body, spiritually developing himself and physically also portraying his Islam. May Allah Ta'ala give us the true value of Islam, of Iman and Sharia, and be proud to be Muslims wherever we may be. Today a Muslim by name also, he is tortured and butchered and massacred at. And if he's in action, if he's following the Sunnah tariqah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then more tests and tribulation throughout the world. Go any part of the world, your name is Muslim name, it creates awe in the kuffar. And this is what it should be. If there's noor of iman in your heart, you should be a dynamic personality inside the masjid, outside the masjid. And the test of iman is not inside the masjid. The test of iman and taqwa is outside the masjid. This is what we learn from the ulama ikram. Brothers, taqwa you may have heard many a times. We cannot buy this taqwa. It has to be achieved and inculcated in our lives. And it is compulsory on every male and female. Like how salat is farz, zakat is farz, hajj is farz. It is compulsory to become a muttaqi. There are different stages of taqwa. The lowest stage is keeping away from kufr and shirk. mentioned in the tafsir. The middle part will be that keeping away from sin, sometime committing the sin and sometime not committing the sin. Half-half, half muttaqi, is still not sure. Sometime he's pleasing his nafs, passions and evil desires, and sometime due to some talk or some program, his influence he keeps away. That is half taqwa, insecure, unsafe. And the third category will be that whole life he will have to inculcate in the company of the salihin, like the taqwa of the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, like the taqwa of the sahaba radiyallahu anhu ajma'in, the taqwa of the awliya ikram and the mujahideen of our time. This has to be developed, an everyday progress. For example, the temperature of our body increases or decreases. Sometimes we feel cold, sometimes we feel hot. Every day there's an imbalance. Sometimes in the morning you may feel cold, in the evening you're feeling hot. Likewise, our iman increases and decreases. If we perform a'mal salihah, this iman increases and it reaches such a high pinnacle, reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's arsh, higher than the stage of the angels. And sometime this iman decreases when a person commits sin, and Allah forbid that when he involves himself with guna kabira, major sin, then this iman actually leaves him also. The state of taqwa is the same. Every day, like we have come into the house of Allah, we have left our businesses, our families, our houses, things which are halal at the moment has become haram, so-called haram. We are in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which angels are descending. Don't we feel peace and sakina, tranquility descending in our hearts? And sometimes we find that by the end of the Jummah, some brothers are already sleeping. That sakina coming into their hearts. Inna li shayin, li kulli shayin ma'danun, wa ma'danu taqwa qulubul arifin. It is mentioned that every valuable thing, there is a mine for gold, for diamond, whatever it is. But for taqwa, it is the hearts of the awliya ikram, qulubul arifin, arif billah. When we enjoy the company, we see a certain thing happening to us. To understand this, Hazrat Muhiyyu Sunnah, Mohan Abraru Haq Sahib, damar barakatuhum, please make dua Allah Ta'ala grant him shifa. He's sick at the moment in Bombay Hospital. Allah Ta'ala give him long life and good health. He's known as Muhiyyu Sunnah, one who revives the sunnah. He mentioned a beautiful example. That when a person is feeling cold on a cold day, he has a hot cup of tea. In India, the example is of tea. Here we have some Milo or hot chocolate or something hot. He says, within minutes, our cold temperature of the body will come down, we will feel warm. By one cup of tea, such a change in your whole system, in your whole body. He says, kya hoga agar sohbat-e-salihin mein kitne der tak thehr jaye? What will happen to our whole parts of the body? Not only our heart, our whole body will change if we keep the company of the salihin. Now we are in the cold, air-conditioned masjid, alhamdulillah. Picture and imagine our brothers who had already performed Jummah in Masjid al-Aqsa without shade and covering. Those who read Salah on the streets. Those brothers who had performed the Salah in Afghanistan on the streets, somehow in some condition. Such difficult times on the Ummah, in Kashmir, in different parts of the world, in Chechnya. So we should appreciate the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and turn our hearts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the company of the salihin. So the first principle and lesson is of taqwa. And we all have to achieve this, not only a selected group. It is compulsory and farz on every person to adopt and inculcate taqwa. Learn from the ulama. When we perform salat, we are increasing our taqwa and iman. When we make tilawat al-Quran, our taqwa is increased. When we perform ibadat, our taqwa is increased. But when we sit in the company of the righteous persons, the salihin, the muttaqin, genuine muttaqin, and in every time and zamana and place, you will find the salihin. That is why Allah Ta'ala has made it compulsory. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. Oh, you who believe, keep the company of the righteous. Imam Allama Sayyid Mahmud Al-Baghdadi rahimahullah, the sahib of Ruhul Maani, says, خَالِتُهُمْ لِتَكُونُ مِثْلَهُمْ. Keep the company so long, like you become like them. For how long? Initially the ulama prescribed 40 days to sit in the company of the salihin. You have to make sacrifice. Our Hazrat has written in one kitab, that جان دی دی ہوئی اسی کی تھی حق تو یہ حق نہ ادا ہوا جتنی قربانی اتنی خدا کی مہربانی. The more we sacrifice in the path of Allah, that is how Allah Ta'ala will bless us. Open our hearts to the company of the salihin. Open our hearts when we are reciting the Quran, the nur of the Quran will enter your heart. Come with a clean mind into the house of Allah. I have come to perform Salatul Jumu'ah. I have come to meet a Muslim brother. I have come to listen to some nasiha. I have come to make dua in the house of Allah. All these niyat we make, Allah Ta'ala will give us so many intentions, sawab. Inshallah. Then, a prescription is written. 5 things a person will do, inshallah, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person can become a wali of Allah, a friend of Allah. And we are all friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as soon as we recite the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But charge our batteries in the company of the awliya. We make dua, Allah ta'ala give our hazrat and all the ulama and akabirin long life, good health. And our ulama, local ulama also, Allah ta'ala bless them with long life and good health. And let their company and shadows be upon us for a long time. They are the minds of taqwa. He said, سَبْسَ پَهْلَ أَهْلُ اللَّهِ كِ مُصَاحَبَتْ الْمُصَابَتْ بَحَتُ أَوْلِيَاءُ اللَّهِ. That keep on keeping the company of the awliya ikram. If you have a wali of Allah, and alhamdulillah we are fortunate, we have a wali of Allah in our midst. Allah Ta'ala give long life and good health to our Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel sahab also. He has changed the heart of many a person. Everyone who just comes into the masjid has a feeling. So many guests have said that when they come into the masjid, there is nur. That is why they gave the name of this masjid, Masjid al-Nur. The nur of dhikrullah, the nur of tilawat al-Quran, the nur of salat, the nur of the bayanat that is taking place in majalis. When a person goes to Ka'batullah, the house of Allah, he goes empty. He just looks at it, mashallah, the nur of the Kaaba. But when the ulama are there and the salaf al-salihin are there, the muttaqeen are there, then it is nurun ala nur. A special light is entering our heart. We feel cleansed when we come back from there. Stay in the company of the salihin. You will enjoy your umrah and your hajj and all your ibadat. Ahlullah ki musahabat. First and foremost, keep the company of the ahlullah. The command is in the Quran. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amantakullah wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen. Khalituhum litakunu mithnahum. Stay in the company and you become like them. And then come back in your environment, work on others, keep on practicing, and keep on renewing with your sheikh and your murshid. Everyone must have a sheikh. You're not saying have our sheikh, have anybody. And you have become murid of somebody, keep the ta'alluq, keep ittila information, and keep on improving yourself. Like how we service our cars regularly. Check oil, check battery and petrol and everything. Likewise, our battery, that is our heart, is getting weak and dim. Keep on recharging it in the company of the salihin. So, ahlullah ki musahabat. 2, zikrullah ki mudawamat. Keep on the constant remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very easy. Whatever work we're doing, make niyat that this is my zikr, my ibadat. Whether it is our shop, say with bismillah, we opening, oh Allah, give us barakah, and make some zikrullah in the shop. Keep it halal, according to the sharia, principles of sharia. Learn the masla masail. Then that business will become ibadat. That 7-8 hours in our shop becomes an ibadat. Whether we're studying, whether we're doing any form of work, that can become ibadat, that is zikrullah. Zikrullah ki mudawamat. And learn the masnoon du'as. Through the remembrance of Allah, we will come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ وَشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ فَذْكُرُونِي بِالْعِنَايَةِ وَذْكُرُكُمْ بِالْعِنَايَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as tafsir it is mentioned, that if you remember me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْعِنَايَةِ, Wal-ita'ah, with obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will give you my mercies and favors and bounties. We want the mercy of Allah to descend on the people of Palestine. Change our life and make dua. Then you see the help of Allah coming. So, dhikrullah ki mudawamat, the second point. The third point, he said, guna se muhafazat, keep away from sin. And this is the most difficult. Not the second category I mentioned, that the person sometime going to sin, his passion takes control of him and he gets carried away. Guna se muhafazat, keep away totally. If somebody is coming that is not supposed to see, move away. Move away from there. Something that is haram, do not go near it. Keep away from it. Abstain totally from sin. This is muhafazat. If you keep the company of the awliya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and even if somebody that is coming so beautiful on earth, Miss Universe, because of your murshid there, or because of your father there, or your father there, you will look down, you won't even look there. And we are the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're eating the favors and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet some people, some of us, are committing so much of sin. So, guna se muhafazat. The fourth point he mentioned, asbab-e guna se mubaadat. The things that lead to guna and sin. Keep away, distance yourself from it. So many things keep us, involve us into sin. I just got trapped. I got carried away. I was just looking at an advert and something happened. So asbab-e guna se mubaadat. Mubaadat means keep yourself far away. Don't even touch it. It will burn you. So if you keep and abstain yourself totally, that will control your iman, your taqwa, and it will develop into a form of noor in your heart. And that noor in your heart will inspire the other parts of your body to keep away from that sin. And the last point he mentioned was tariqa sunnat nabiwi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam par muwazabat, steadfastness on the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what is taqwa all about. Inshallah, we make dua and say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah must make us all his walis, inshallah. And keep us with iman and taqwa. And let us die with iman and taqwa. And be with the muttaqeen on the day of qiyamah and in Jannah, inshallah. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala was Amir al-Mu'mineen. The ambassador of Rome came to inquire, where is your leader? One sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala says, go to Jannatul Baqi, the Qabristan of Madinatul Munawwara. May Allah ta'ala grant us death in Madinah Tayyibah. Grant us a shahadat death, and inshallah our desire should be that death of Madinah Tayyibah, where the rains of rahmah is descending, zadahumullahu sharafa. Allah ta'ala will bless us also, inshallah. Allah ta'ala take us for Hajj and Umrah with sincerity and give us death in Madinah. Jism ho kahi apna, dil to hai Madinah mein. We should keep it connected with Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So they told him to the Qabristan. He looked at, he said, where is the palace of the Amir al-Mu'mineen or your leader? He said, go to Jannatul Baqi. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, lying down, the Amir al-Mu'mineen of the time, lying down in Jannatul Baqi by one grave, only with one lungi. You know what's the lungi? Covering from navel to the just below the knee. It's a sheet, which is sunnah to use. Commonly you find in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Saudi Arabia, they're using the lungi. No other dressing. Lying down and sleeping and resting in way Jannatul Baqi. Subhanallah. And go to the Qabristan, it will remind you of death. Who the Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And this ambassador from Rome, Qaisar, sent him to come and see and talk to him. At the door of Jannatul Baqi, it is said, the awe of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, sleeping, this person began to shake and shiver. And he says, if I had 7 bodies, all would have shaken by the awe of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala who was sleeping. Imagine when he was awake. What it shows, the state of his iman, the state of his taqwa, that a man that is sleeping, yet somebody, his enemy could have come and attacked him. But the awe was such that from such a distance he felt something happening to him. Brothers in Islam, the same thing. We have the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَهْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْعَالَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ Allah ta'ala says, do not despair. Things are happening around us. But we find the awliya Allah showing us guidance. That turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have the same Allah that helped the Sahaba. The same Allah will help us now, inshallah. That is why, coming down to the ayat, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا Hold fast to the rope of Allah. The rope of Allah here refers to the Quran and Majid. We got the same Quran the Sahaba had. We have the same Allah, we have the same Kaaba, and we have the same Nabi sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. Brothers, hold fast to the rope of Allah. The rope of Allah, Hablullahi al-Mateen, refers to Al-Quran al-Kareem, Al-Mahmood, Al-Mamdood min as-samai ila al-ard. Something like a rope that is hanging from the skies to the earth. When a person is climbing up the mountain, mountaineering, he throws in a big rope and then he climbs himself up. This is a two-way rope. This rope came down, munazzal min as-sama, from the skies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, to the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was transferred by heart. That is why the Quran is protected by Allah through the hearts of the huffaz. Brothers, it came down. And if we hold fast to this rope, the Quran and Majid, then we will reach through the same rope to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah. Ni'matallahi alaykum, wadhkuru ni'matallahi alaykum, idh kuntum a'da'an fa'allafa bayna qulubikum fa'asbahtum bi'ni'matihi iqwana. Great, great points have come here. The Sahabas have difference of opinion. Some were kuffar, some were others. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala united them through the barakah of the power of iman, through this taqwa in their hearts, and made them ikhwana, brothers. Here come the ukhuwah, the brotherhood. We are reciters of kalima la ilaha illallah. Our brothers in Palestine, in Kashmir, in Chechnya, in any part of the world, in India, are also reciters of the kalima la ilaha illallah. They have a haq in our money. They have a haq upon us. We can help them by sending assistance, by going personally, or the least we can do is make dua. Oh Allah, destroy the enemies of Islam. Either give them hidayat or destroy them from the face of the earth, like how you destroyed the Aad and the Thamud. Oh Allah, liberate Masjidul Aqsa. Oh Allah, make it easy for our brothers and sisters. Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam said, when a person assists a widow, or a miskeen, or a yateen, it is as if he is spending his time in the path of Allah, like he's making jihad. Look at the sawab. Not only that, he will get the sawab of constant remembrance of Allah. He will get the sawab of constant performance of salat. He will get the sawab of constant fasting. That means fasting throughout the year. Subhanallah. Dushmano ko aish aabu gil diya, dosto ko dard dil gaya. Brothers, the world is for the dushman, the enemies of Allah. Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir. Everything they want, they got it. And they are happy. Do not despair. Allah's nusrat is coming, inshallah. Allah's help is coming. Our du'as, our few rands and sins, our sacrifices, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept that, inshallah. Mullah Umar, hafizahullah, had a dream and mentioned something of his message. They tell the ummah to keep on making du'a. The nusrat of Allah is coming. Then after this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave, so besides the unity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَعْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Let there arise out of you a group of people who will enjoin what is right and forbid what is evil. These are the people who are successful. This is the second part of my talk on da'wah. Da'wat ila Allah, enjoining what is right, forbidding what is evil. Once you have obtained this in the company of the Salihin, now go and impart it. If you have learned something beneficial, impart it to others. It will be a sadaqah, a jariyah for you. It will be a form of isal e sawab for you. So don't we want this? That when we die, inshallah, somebody will take our good name, somebody will perform some umrah and hajj for us, somebody will make dua for us, somebody will make tilawat al-Quran for us, inshallah. Like our brothers are dying, we should assist them, we should make dua for them, we should care for the widows and the orphans and the needy. This is the time you have one life, one chance. Make it the best, inshallah. We have how many days left? Allah only knows. How many moments left? Only Allah knows. Brothers, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite the hearts of the Muslims. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant victory to the mujahideen throughout the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give shifa to all those that are sick, whether at homes or hospitals, whether in the rehab homes, Allah ta'ala give them shifa. All our brothers and sisters in the prisons, Allah ta'ala take them out from the environment of the prison. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all His awliya in Allah. In awliyahu illa al-muttaqoon, that you've kept the company of the salihin, you will become muttaqi. And acceptance, Allah Ta'ala says, innama yataqabbalullahu min al-muttaqeen, that acceptance of your ibadat is when you become a sincere muttaqi from the muttaqeen. With these few words, Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq to make amal also. And all our brothers that are listening and our sisters, Allah Ta'ala make it easy for the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and bring back that glory like the time of the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.